One of the major problems you mentioned, symptoms that we see with hormonal therapy, the arthralgias with the AIs, any sort of clinical pearls you hear about acupuncture, complementary strategies, anything, medications that, you know, seem to work?
Yeah, so when these aromatase inhibitors first really appeared as important drugs in 2002, 2003, and we started using them a lot more, it also became clear that the muscle and joint stiffness was a big problem, and that has proven to be the single most difficult to manage side effect, I think, of these drugs. The classic story is that a woman has a lot of bone and joint stiffness. It's usually very symmetric, both wrists, both hands, both elbows, pelvic bones, that kind of thing. It's usually worse after they've been sitting still or lying for many hours. So the classic story is they wake up in the morning and they feel real achy and stiff. They kind of get going for the day. They have a shower and a cup of coffee. They feel better. They go to bed that night, they wake up in the morning, they feel stiff again. Or they take a plane ride to California, they land at the airport, and they can hardly move because they feel so stiff and so achy. And then it kind of goes away as you get moving again. So this is not rheumatoid arthritis, it's not degenerative arthritis, but it's a clear syndrome somehow related to the estrogen deprivation. Unfortunately, there's hardly anything that makes a major impact on these symptoms. The best intervention is to get as much physical activity as possible. So whether it's walking 30 minutes a day or getting up multiple times during the day from your seat and getting some activity, keeping moving is by far the best intervention that helps reduce this. There are some studies that have suggested that acupuncture can reduce some of the intensity of these symptoms, and those are kind of intriguing studies. Our center, as do many, have an integrative care clinic, and so that's an option for some of the patients to get treatment. It's been surprisingly disappointing that medicines like acetaminophen or anti-inflammatory over-the-counter medicines do hardly anything to alleviate this discomfort. There's been some limited success with medicines like duloxetine at treating some of these symptoms, but that drug carries enough side effects that for this particular problem, it's rarely deemed worthwhile by the patients. So the best antidote is to try and get people as physically active as possible. Sometimes we switch brands of aromatase inhibitor. That anecdotally works, though why that happens is a little unclear. And we know that it's a big reason why women don't take this medication.